The Lost Scriptures by Liam Dale. Chapter 1, Twins. It only takes one little sucker that can swim to make a baby Kevin. Dr. Muhammad had winked as he spoke, at the same time turning a burger on the open barbecue. Mary, Kevin's wife, smiled as she overheard the words. Dr. Muhammad and his wife Sheila were the Jacobs' best friends. They were also their closest neighbors in the quiet Syracuse enclave where they lived. Kevin Jacobs's mind flitted back to the barbecue some 7 months previous. Dr. Muhammad had been the one who had first broken the devastating news to him that his chances of having a child were zero, not even 100 million to 1, yet there he was talking about little suckers that could swim as if it was the most natural thing in the world. Kevin knew all about little suckers. He had spent the last 8 years being probed, prodded, and tested. Yet of the 200 million sperm he regularly supplied as samples, not one single live one had ever put in an appearance. Azoospermia was unyielding. There was no cure. Kevin shielded his eyes as the sun suddenly appeared over the tree-lined Catskill Mountains. Flickering beams of light reflected off the surface of the lake as his little red-tipped fishing float bobbed up and down in the crystal-clear water. His attention was suddenly focused on a large splash a few yards to his left. He looked expectantly at the ever-expanding circle of ripples, waiting for the almost certain-to-be-repeated cameo performance of one of the lake's landlocked salmon. He was not disappointed. The exquisite golden-flanked bar of silver arrived on cue, and leaping a good 2 feet into the air, seemingly welcomed the first rays of sunlight on what was sure to be another balmy Catskill morning. Kevin smiled. Life really was good. He was the proud owner of a chain of Syracuse supermarkets and was soon to become a father. Kevin hadn't managed to produce just one little sucker. Mary was expecting twins. One way or another, he had managed to produce two little suckers, and both of them had been good swimmers. He turned his head slightly to the left as he heard a car door close in the distance and wondered who could possibly be around so early in the morning. His hired log cabin was one of only half a dozen on their side of the lake, and its location was way off the beaten track, the nearest village being some 15 miles away. Maybe they were hunters, he mused, as his attention returned to his red-tipped fishing float, which was now bobbing around excitedly, his prawn bait being eyed up for breakfast by one of the lake's piscatorial inhabitants. Maybe it's the salmon, he thought and hoped. Now that would be a first for him, never having landed one before. He had lost his chance the previous morning when he was denied a fresh salmon breakfast, owing to the distraction of Dr. Muhammad's shouts of alarm as a bear roared in the woods surrounding the lake. The bear had been a little too close for comfort, and all thoughts of a freshly caught salmon breakfast had been abandoned, as both Kevin and Muhammad had sprinted for the safety of their respective log cabins. Kevin had been a little surprised when Dr. Muhammad had revealed that he had also booked a cabin in the Catskills at the same time as he had. There were many vacation hideaways in northern New York State, and as Mary swore that she had told no one of their intentions, it was with some surprise when on arrival the familiar faces of Dr. Muhammad and Sheila appeared from an adjoining cabin. His fishing float steadied and stopped bobbing around, as whatever was threatening to eat his live prawn bait had obviously had second thoughts, and Kevin's own thoughts returned to Mary, who was sleeping uneasily back in the log cabin. She had been through a troubled night, repeating over and over again in her sleep the same phrase that he had heard 1,000 times. "He is in me, Kevin. Get him out." He had first heard her screams for help as she lay in a Luxor hospital bed during a holiday in Egypt. They had done the usual, almost obligatory tour of the pyramids and the Sphinx, and were happily sailing the Nile on their way to Luxor, when the dizzy spells started. Within minutes, Mary could no longer stand, and rapidly descended into a coma. For 3 days, she had barely moved or spoken, until on the third night, she suddenly woke up screaming. "He is in me, Kevin. Get him out." Kevin, who had been sleeping in a private adjoining room, had dashed into Mary's room and switched on the light, only to find Mary with her nightdress pulled up over her head and her legs spread wide apart.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?